Good morning. A busy Monday continues, and we're happy to have joining us in studio. Update from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. We have Vicki Portwood, Director of Oncology, in studio. Good morning, ma'am. How's it going?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there, but it's going to get hot.
It sure is going to be hot, and because it's going to be hot because it's Fair Week. We do have a chance of rain. There's always that rain chance.
It's probably going to rain, and that's a good thing. We need it.
We sure do. So it's a slight one right now, but it's still in that forecast. So, Vicki, it's really great to have you here in studio. Always love to get a new face. I know I think we've talked with you before, but I think it's been a while, and it's just great to learn a little bit more about another aspect of service at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Can you tell me a little bit about your department and what your day-to-day operations are over there within the cancer unit?
So, yes, we are the only facility in the close region that has radiation oncology and medical oncology both housed under one roof. So Dr. Agundape is the medical oncologist. He comes every week on Wednesdays. And Dr. Yui, who grew up here in Coffeyville, is a radiation oncologist, and he also comes every Wednesday to provide services.
So what's the difference between those two services for folks who might not know?
So radiation oncology is using basically like X-ray type of services to treat the cancer. So it focuses in, hits the target of the cancer by radiation rays, kind of like an X-ray. And then medical oncology is the chemotherapy that would go along with the radiation therapy. And some people need both, and some people need one or the other.
Is that usually like an IV type administration on that?
So most of them are IV. There are a lot more oral chemotherapies now coming out. So we do have people that don't have to have IVs that can take their chemotherapy at home.
Well, that is even better. So that is great when you have a lot of different options available for folks. And, you know, I've gotten to actually see, your unit over there. And, I mean, it's very impressive, I will say, you know, to be able to have that advanced technology right here. A lot of folks, you know, drive by the hospital every day and don't realize, I mean, what really cutting edge equipment that you have over there.
You know, when you don't have the diagnosis, you don't tend to pay attention to what we have available. But we're here for you to provide services. It is something that you can do at home. No one wants to drive an hour to get treatment and then not feel good and have to drive an hour back home. So we're here for you to get it locally and more convenient, less time away from your day.
Well, and obviously, you know, anytime if someone, you know, unfortunately, it's pretty much anyone knows someone who has gone through cancer and has gotten that diagnosis. That can be a very scary thing, of course, to have that diagnosis. What does the process look like when someone comes into your department?
So initially, when they're referred to us, they'll come in and they'll visit with the physician. The nurse is also there to help with any financial concerns that they may have or questions that they may have about their diagnosis. And the surgeon, we have a surgeon also at the facility. So if surgery is an option or a treatment that they need, we have that available to them as well. We do a cancer conference, which is where we discuss a patient's case, and there's several physicians there present, and they talk about what the best treatment plan is for that patient. So not just one doctor's looking at the case, several doctors are looking at the case, helping to build that plan.
Well, that is really great to know that there is a team, you know, working on something like that to help folks out. Because again, these things can be very complicated, and it is one of those things where there is always new research, I'm sure, new treatments available, and I know you guys are staying right on top of those latest developments.
Yes, exactly. New drugs are coming out every day, which is a great thing. New drugs mean progress, and hopefully meaning we're getting closer and closer to a cure.
Well, that is wonderful. So, and I've known some, you know, folks personally who have been in some of the outlying communities here and have come to Coffeyville for their treatment, and they said it is just like you said, being that close to home, not having to go to a big major metro or something like that, does make a huge difference. Because and I, from the folks that I've talked to, they said it's a really, really top-notch program. They felt just a very welcoming place. Again, it's, you know, one of those things where no one wants to have to go through this, but I know you guys do everything that you can to make it a best experience as possible.
You know, it's nice to get care from someone that you know. And if you don't know us directly, you probably know someone that we know. And it's nice for them to know your name and know about you.
That's wonderful. Well, again, it's just really great to know that this service is available. And if folks do find themselves in that position, that this is something that they can have available and look into.
Definitely. If you have any questions about coming to the Cancer Center, feel free to give me a call. My number is 620-252-1606, and I'd love to visit with you.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Vicki Portwood from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And I know CRMC also a big sponsor of a lot of the action at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Can you tell us about the Pink Out that is coming up this week?
So we are the sponsor for the rodeo on Wednesday night, which is Pink Out. So wear your pink, come to the rodeo, come see us. We'd be glad to see you there. We'll have some giveaways for that night as well.
Well, fantastic. So, yes, again, a great reminder there. If you're heading to the rodeo this Wednesday, again, wear that pink, show your support there for the cancer and research and everything like that. And it's just always great to see all the folks who come out and wear that pink.
It is a wonderful night to see all the pink throughout the stands. So wear your pink. Come see us.
That's wonderful. Well, Vicki, anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning?
Nope. Have a good day at the fair and try to stay cool. Be sure you're drinking plenty of water because it's going to be hot out there.
That's right. And, you know, when it does come to some of that those cancer issues, skin cancer is a very common one, and we can take steps to prevent that, right?
Yes. Wear your sunscreen. Try to stay out of the sun as much as possible. Wear a hat. All of those things will help.
That's a good reminder here from the folks at CRMC. So again, Vicki, we really do appreciate you coming on by, and we'll hope that you enjoyed this year's Interstate Fair and Rodeo. And again, just thank you so much for coming on out today.
You too. Thank you.
That is Vicki Portwood here with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, and we're going to keep information on the fair coming right along. In just a little bit, we're going to talk a bit about the bake sale and auction coming up here on the Mighty 690.